Yo, check this out. This is Fresh Fit out the China Man with the 2 Live Crew.
Yo, what's up, y'all? It's me, DMC.
What's up, y'all? This is the boy, Master P.
Yo, check us out. Chuck the Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DLC.
This is your boy, C-Murder.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfuckers.
This is your boy, DJ Paul KOL 365.
Young Dizzy Paul.
Vice Womp.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Brand.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross. You listen to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
This is the show that shows no limits, broadcast nothing but the real. Interviews with legendary artists, still got love for the underground feel. Rappers with records revealing in the shit, and rappers that are coming up, getting put on. We needed a platform to fight the mainstream. This is the show that you need to be on. Hit up UGS for life on the screen and follow up with it.com. For all of your needs, production and mixing, and mastering graphics, and download the songs. Check out the archive and search with the shows. Plenty of content for you to get through. Everything free to download and stream. Oh yeah, we reserve the real for you.
Let's talk about what we be, we bought our beats, we represent. All them killers on the mic, and we should love to all your fans.
I'm a madman, going crazy, knocking all you rappers off. It's underground society, it's UGS for life, dog. Hip hop ain't dead, represent for the legend. Rapping mumble rappers, so we sitting on the hip. Two pocket beats, screaming, thank you for the bliss. It's the Murder Master Music Show. Free the homie gangsta crew. I see these rappers on these streets. I got my job about to blow. Stay up on that raw shit, uncut street shit.
Keep it live forever, bitch. We coming hella strong. I see you feeding for the show.
Yeah, we got a special edition of the Murder Master Music Show. You know what I'm saying? Normally, what we do is we focus on hip-hop. Of course, we step outside the box. We've interviewed people who are authors. You know, we've actually interviewed Steve Ray, the Harlem Heat, who's a well-known wrestler. You know, but normally we focus on hip-hop. But tonight, man, we're stepping into the boxing ring with, I'll tell you what, a legend in the making. This guy is 13-0 with 13 KOs. His name is Trey Lippy Morrison. I'm going to bring him on in a second. He's also the son of the late, great Tommy Morrison, former heavyweight champion of the world. If you remember, he beat George Foreman. You know what I'm saying, and also started Rocky V. But just like his father, this guy has power. I'm telling you, he's got. He can hit you from just about anywhere at any given time, and it's lights out. You know, in the heavyweight division right now, it's starting to pick up. You got Deontay Wilder's fighting Ortiz tomorrow. You got Joshua. He's going to be fighting in a few days, if I'm not mistaken. You got Tony Bellew from the UK, who's now in the heavyweight division. There's a lot of things going on. And as this guy's rising through the ranks, I think he's gonna be in some great fights coming up in the future. Let's bring him on, Trey Lippy Morrison. How you doing, brother?
Hey, guys. I'm doing all right.
Man, first and foremost, I want to thank you for taking the time out to do this interview, because I know you're actually – aren't you going to be fighting here March 9th?
Yeah, I'm fighting March 9th in Deadwood, South Dakota, and I appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, and this will be your 14th fight as a professional. You didn't start off like your dad did, real young. You waited later on in life, did you not?
Yeah, I did. I played football, in college, and I got cut short because some stuff happened, and then football ended for me, and so I jumped into boxing pretty late, and I just jumped straight into professional because my promoter said that with how late I got into the game, I probably just kind of need to jump into professional and go from there.
Yeah, and you know what, though? You have natural ability. You obviously have fighting in your DNA that goes back not just with your dad. It goes back many generations. Did it come natural to you, or is it something you had to work towards to kind of build up your skills?
It was definitely a little bit of both. Just being a little bit athletic came natural. But I'd probably say I had to work harder more. And I'm going to tell you, getting punched in the face is a is a good motivator to work hard, because you know I definitely had to work my butt off, because you know at first it was pretty tough, but like I said, getting punched motivates you to keep working, so you can have some better defense.
Yeah, definitely. Like I was telling you earlier, you kind of remind me, you know, of obviously a combination of your dad, but also Rocky Marciano. I mean, you have that ability to where you can hit anybody at any given time and knock them out. How did you develop that punch, and how hard do you work at, you know, keeping that punch in your arsenal?
I think punching power is kind of God-given. You know, you can either punch hard or you can't. There's nothing really you can do to increase your punching power. I mean, you can lift all the weight you want, but that ain't going to make you punch harder. I just think God blessed me with that, and it's just something I had.
Yeah.
It's really the things I got to work on is the more keeping sharp and learning how to box, really. That's the hard part for me.
Yeah. I know you worked with Freddie Roach. Are you still working with him or no?
No, I moved from California to Maryland, and I'm working with Tom Burgett right now, my dad's old trainer. You know, I worked with Freddie, and you know, me leaving him had nothing to do with anything bad with Freddie. Freddie's an amazing guy. He's an amazing trainer. He was kind of real busy, you know, with guys that are above me right now, you know, that fight bigger fights right now and make more money. So I wouldn't really get the one-on-one time I needed. And I, you know, with me in the starting late in the game, I'm still learning a lot, and I needed to learn a lot, and I needed more one-on-one time. So Tom Burgett said he would train me, and we made the move out here.
Yeah. So you're really a student of the game, Trey, it would be fair to say. I mean, you really want to learn as much as you can.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, I had no amateur experience. I just started like 3.5 years ago or so, something like that, give or take. And, you know, I'm still got a lot to learn, even some novice stuff.
You look at Deontay Wilder, do you think that someday you could step into the ring and possibly beat him?
You know, that's the goal. That's the goal, is to, you know, be world champ or heavyweight champ. And, you know, I think someday if I can keep learning the way I'm learning, I think I can step in there and, you know, give it a good shot and do it.
Yeah, because, you know, right now he seems to be invincible. I think he's 38-0, 37 KOs. He's never really been tested. You know, and really I don't see you fighting him right now anyway. I see that happening a couple of years down the line. But I think it's going to happen quicker than you think, man. Are you prepared, you know what I'm saying, to get in the ring with him and Joshua? And what do you think it's going to take you to get to that point?
Yeah, you know, when that time comes, I'll definitely be prepared. I'm not going to step into no ring, you know, and put my life on the line if I'm not ready for it. So, I mean, and what it's going to take, me, you know, having my head screwed on, still working as hard as I am, and continuing to learn, you know, just learn. I'm going to have to learn a lot more. There's a lot more I don't know. You know, I'm going to have to, you know, I'm about to fight. I think this will be my last 6-round fight, and I'm up to 8. I still got to get the rounds under my belt, you know, get a lot more experience. And, you know, with Deontay being 6'7", and me only being about 6'1", I'm going to have to learn, you know, a lot of head movement, a lot of defense, how to get inside with quick movement and angles, and capitalize on that, because he's one thing he is good at. He's good at using his distance, you know. He knows his distance, and he knows his reach.
Yeah.
And he uses that pretty well.
He does. And this sport, as we all know, is very unpredictable. You know, he might not even be the guy in the top at that time. You know, he might lose to Ortiz tomorrow. What are your thoughts on that fight? Do you think Ortiz has a chance?
Man, I think both of them guys can knock each other out with one punch. I think Wilder's a little bit more dangerous. But right now, I'm going to go with Ortiz. That's who I think Ortiz is going to upset him. You know, I think Ortiz is the better boxer. I think I think he's going to upset him a little bit. I just think he's going to be a little bit more slick, something Wilder hasn't really seen yet. You know, I think, I mean, Ortiz did beat, what's his name, Spilka, something like that. He beat him, and then he beat Washington and Malik Scott. I think he had trouble, maybe not against Malik Scott, but he had trouble with a taller guy like Washington. I think Washington hung around longer than he expected. And then I think Spilka hung around longer than he expected because he's a lefty. And I think, you know, Ortiz is both of those. He's kind of the same height almost, and he's a lefty. And he's a slick boxer. And, you know, mostly slick people are just, they're just slick boxers. Well, Ortiz is slick, and he's got power. So I think I'm leaning towards Wilder. I mean, not Wilder, Ortiz. But, you know, anything can happen. Wilder can get him too. But I'm leaning towards Ortiz.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be a slugfest, I think. It's going to be an interesting fight for sure. Now, your last fight, I believe, was on Showtime, if I'm not mistaken. And it was, Landmore, I believe. It was a slugfest. I mean, you guys went out there and just started throwing bombs at each other. Did you think you were going to get him in the first round like you did?
Oh, no, heck no, I didn't think so. I mean, that was a big step up for me. I was in there ready to go, you know, all, I think it was a six-round fight, so I was in there ready to go all the rounds, you know. He was 13-0, and I was, I think, 11-0 at the time. And he has a pretty good, you know, amateur background, and good background, beat some good people. And I was expected to go the distance. I didn't expect it to go like that. But, you know, I just landed a good shot. And in the heavyweight division, you know, one punch can end it. And I think that luckily that happened for me.
Yeah. Yeah, because you guys, like I said, you guys were just throwing bombs at each other. That was amazing to watch right there. You know, you had to finally put him down. What are you looking to do on the ninth? Do you have a game plan set in motion? Are you just going to go in there and just start throwing the massive bombs?
Man, I never plan on going in there and just throwing bombs. I plan on going in there, being smart, you know, being the best boxer I can be. And if a big shot lands, it lands. You know, I don't ever look for it. I don't go out there just throwing haymakers because that'll never work. But, you know, I'm just try to stick to my game plan of being smart, being a boxer. You can watch as much film on someone, I believe, as you want, but you really don't know. You really won't know nothing about them until you're standing in front of them, because someone could show up totally different than what they always do. And, you know, when I get in front of him and start feeling him out, figuring him out, you know, I'm just going to try to be smart, and if a big shot lands, it lands.
Yeah. Pick your punches wisely, exactly. Yeah, I'll tell you what, you got a great fighting style, and I know you're going to improve over the years, and you know, we look forward to that for sure. If you can, I definitely want to ask you a couple questions about your father before we go.
Shoot away.
Phenomenal, phenomenal fighter. What were some of your favorite fights that your dad was involved in, and give us reasons why?
I got two that are kind of at my top. I like the George Foreman fight, and then I like the Razor Ruddock fight. I like the George Foreman fight because I think my dad really had to change his style. You can't just go in there and slug with Big George. He actually became a boxer that fight, you know, and he won being smart. And then in the Razor Ruddock fight, I like that one because I honestly think my dad was losing that fight. I think he was losing that fight, and he got hurt like twice, and you know, he came back from it and won. So I think I like that he was kind of getting his butt beat, and he come back and won. You know, he didn't let that take him down.
Determination.
Yeah.
Yeah. It definitely, it was a classics right there. You know, But it's amazing, you know, all the things that he accomplished, and then you and your brother both, you know what I'm saying, are fighters now. You got Sylvester Stallone calling you guys up trying to get in a Rocky movie or a Creed movie or anything?
I wish, but no, nothing like that.
Yeah, not yet, but it's coming, brother. I'm telling you, man, just keep doing what you're doing. Keep fighting, keep knocking these guys out, 13-0. You know, let's hope you get this 14-0, you know, coming up here. You know, and, man, if you can, we'd love to have you back on again in the future. But before we go, I want to ask you one more question about your pops. What were some of your fondest memories of him growing up, inside or outside of the boxing ring?
You know, I really don't have nothing growing up as far as him boxing, because I was so young at that time. I was just a little kid wanting to play with action figures, and I didn't really know what was going on. But, you know, just memories of him being a dad, he was just he was like a little kid in a grown man's body, really. You know, he was just cool to hang around with. You know, when he was there, you know, I grew up with my mom, and I was raised, you know, with my mom, but I got to see my dad, you know, quite a little bit when I was younger. And, you know, when I got to hang out with him, he was just like a little kid, and he just kind of fit in and did what we did and hung out. And it was cool.
Oh, yeah. Well, now that you're boxing yourself, do you ever, I know you're being trained by his trainer, but do you ever come across any of his old opponents or people he knew in the boxing world? And if so, do you ever have any stories, legendary stories about your pops that they share with you?
Oh, I ran into, when I was training out in California with Freddie Roach, I ran into Michael Bent. He ended up beating my dad in the first round. And I ran into Michael Bent one time, and he had some good stories. Anyone who's ever, you know, met my dad or been with my dad always tells me, you know, good, funny stories about him, because he was a jokester. But, yeah, you know, Bent was really the only, I believe, I could be wrong, but I believe that's the only fighter I've met that he's fought. And, you know, Bent told me some good stories about him. So, It was pretty cool, and it was neat meeting him. Bent's a good guy. He's a really great guy.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Definitely. You know, everybody wanted to see Mike Tyson, your dad, go at it in the early '90s. Even, you know, they were waiting on that fight. If it would have happened, you got your dad beating Kid Dynamite.
Tyson, man.
Yeah.
Tyson's my favorite fighter. But Tyson in his prime, I don't think he was beatable. But I believe it would have been one of the most exciting fights ever. I don't know. That's, you know, it's kind of like this Ortiz Wilder fight. You know, any of them touch each other with a good shot, it's over. I believe that fight would have definitely ended. If them two fought, it would have definitely have ended by round one or two. I believe a knockout would have happened in round one or two.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know who would have won, but, you know, if I had to lean somewhere, man, I don't know. It just depends on who caught each other first.
That would have been very, very explosive, you know. Well, I'll tell you what, thanks again, Trey, for calling in, and good luck on the 9th, you know what I'm saying, and just keep doing what you're doing, man. We look forward to following your career over the years and seeing you achieve many great things, man. Is there anything you want to say before we get out of here, brother?
Man, thank you very much. I appreciate that. It means a lot. And, man, I'd love being on. Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate that, too. So I look forward to being on again. Thank you very much.
Man, definitely. Thank you so much, Trey.
Uh-huh. You have a good one, brother.